Right now, we are joined in studio. It's actually pretty cool. I'm sitting here with a panel of young, incredible women, and I'm just looking around and I'm loving what it looks like. How cool, Nokwanda.
It is, hey?
Young people doing incredible things. I mean, you're on the news, I'm back here, and these women are reaching an incredible demographic of our people, our young people, from the ground roots up, and helping them, equipping them with knowledge about conversations which are typically maybe viewed as a little bit taboo, but hell, it's 2022 and these are conversations that we should be having. Maddie and Zukanya, good morning to you, and thank you so much for joining us in studio. You guys are from True Life.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. Really excited to be here. Yeah.
You are so welcome. I mean, we have been having a little bit of chats off air, so I think the best way to get this rolling, because I anticipate that it will be a longish interview, so do stay tuned, but tell us what True Life is and what the main aim of the organization is.
Awesome. So I'll just jump in straight with that question. True Life has been around for the last 11 years. So we're based in Kloof in the Upper Highway area. So quite a trek up the hill for all the guys in Bolito.
We're used to it.
Yeah. Quite far from everything. But it was started by a guy called Colin Edmonds. He's our CEO, and he did a lot of work with young people. He was like a community youth leader in his area. And he just really felt like there had to be a better way to intervene in young people's lives. And we're finding that the issue is getting worse and worse, where there's quite a generation gap and the problems are amplifying, where we have a lot of parents that are absent and kids are being overexposed to things, whether it's on their phone or through culture at school. And so we go into schools and we tackle these controversial issues like bullying, because that's still extremely relevant. It's getting worse. Human trafficking, leadership, identity, sexuality, mental health, substance abuse, all of these different topics, whatever we feel like is relevant or current or is quite a hot topic at a school, we will jump in there and create content to educate and empower kids. And we often do this through creative mediums. So that's productions, it's workshops. We create all our own videos, whether that's a slam poem or a dance. We create motion graphic animations. We just try to find mediums that are approachable and engaging for young people to actually start those conversations if they've got no one in their life that they can speak to about that problem.
I think that is absolutely incredible and so, so necessary. I mean, Nokwanda, you are a mum, and often people will shy away from these conversations. Maybe you think it's too soon, but can it ever be too soon to address these hard-hitting topics?
I mean, like, as parents, you prepare yourself for the hard conversations much later. But I mean, I've got a preschooler and I'm already having to take on more than I thought I would. But I just wonder, do you find that as the years go by, that younger and younger children are being exposed to more and more things, as opposed to what you were exposed to when going into school?
Absolutely. I'll jump in there again, and then I'm sure Zukanya has something to add. But what I've found, just because I've been in the organization a bit longer, for example, a day out at a school, we finish a production, and then there's often some leeway time while the kids are leading out. We make ourselves available in the hall or in the classroom or wherever we perform for a child to come up to us and speak to us. And what we're finding is, so for example, when I was 14 years old, substance abuse was kind of the biggest thing.
Okay.
But we are having kids where... And it's not an issue, like, it's not taking a stab at any of these things, but like, we're having children that are having so many identity crises. We had a grade five say he thinks he's pansexual, but he doesn't really know what that means. So that's not a shock horror thing, but it's just going, how is this kid having the conversation with their parent? Do they feel comfortable? We had another 14-year-old child speaking about the fact that he doesn't know if he's bisexual. We have a lot of kids saying, I'm with an older guy and my parents don't know, and he's telling me to do stuff with him. So we have these very tricky conversations, and it definitely is like that is getting pushed back to much younger ages. We're having those issues with grade fours and fives. We're trying to actually now develop a production, so this is probably where Zukanya will also jump in. We are developing a production for grade threes and fours about boundaries, physical boundaries, like, if someone says they want to touch you somewhere, actually that's a bad thing, and that you need to go speak to a parent. So now you have to try to deliver that to grade threes,
because often the biggest problem here is a lot of these issues have so much shame associated with it, and children don't necessarily have the vocabulary to articulate these issues. So what you guys are doing, you're plugging in such a creative way, in a way that's maybe palatable and understandable, and I think that has large attributes to the performance side of things, which I understand you're quite heavily involved with, Zukanya. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how you have come into this role of power?
Okay, for me, I feel like performance is a great way and a beacon for an audience to actually engage with a topic, because sometimes reading a book, we're not all book lovers. So sometimes I need to watch something, see it, understand it, and feel it. Theatre is a great way to feel a subject, feel it. And I love how the people on stage as well are engaged with the topic. So we don't just get people who are like, okay, no, I'm just going to act. Yeah. But people who actually understand and know the gravity of what we are speaking about. So that is very, very important. As well as, especially in the African culture, I know children are very afraid to speak to their parents. They are very, very afraid. So we come in there and be the gap between teachers and parents. So we'd be like, okay, talk to us, let us find what is wrong, how we can help you, and then we can find someone else who can jump in while we are gone and who can help you even further.
Yeah, because you guys are essentially acting as a bridge. Yes. And you use a really cool analogy earlier. You called yourselves emotional paramedics. Can you unpack that role and how you play that role?
Awesome. So basically what we do, because again, our intention is never to go to a school and kind of like open up a can of worms and then just, you know, ditch them. There's only so much we can do, you know, and setting boundaries with what is within and beyond our control. But we go in, we offer that conversation starter for a teacher. If there's a school will phone us and go, we're having a massive issue with bullying, come in and do your bullying production.
Yeah.
Or we're having a massive issue with vape in the school, come do your substance abuse production.
Mm-hmm.
We create the space for kids to come and speak to us if they have a problem. If there is anything, obviously, in the case of a kid speaking about suicide or them being raped, by law, we need to obviously go and tell.
Yeah, take that a step further.
Yeah, yes. Take that a step further. So we go and do that. But then what we do is we will follow up again with the school to make sure that they have kind of brought their end of the bargain and made sure that that child is safe. If they have not, we then once again intervene and we will find a human trafficking task force or Childline or SADAG if it's a mental health issue, and potentially an issue where suicide might become a reality.
Yeah.
If we feel like that's necessary. So we will go in like a paramedic, get on the scene, check that all those vitals in that moment are okay, and then you will take them over to a hospital, to a specialist, to a doctor to make sure they complete that healing process.
Yeah, and I think that is so incredibly important. Yeah. Just acting as that trusted person, that trusted source. Like you said, Sukanye, you're not just choosing people who are actors, you're choosing people who have the emotional gravitas to understand exactly what the situation encompasses. Yes. And the fact that you are young people as well, it just puts that little crack in the door, because you're relatable. You know, you're speaking from a space of me too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly.
And I think that leads us to your We See You campaign that you are currently running, and that is specifically geared towards runners, but anybody can get involved. And this leads back into the work that you do and empowers you to have a greater reach. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Awesome. So, and you can also feel free to jump in at any stage.
No problem.
We have been tackling that idea, obviously, through our bullying productions and abuse. And again, everything is like underpinned by this idea of social justice. We want everyone to have their voice heard, regardless of their gender, their race, culture, creed, age. And there was an incredible opportunity to receive funding from the Department of Education. So they've given us some funding, but to kind of get that over the finish line, for us to do a province-wide rollout where we will go and deliver this GBV awareness campaign in primary and high schools, we have put together this running campaign.
Okay.
And the idea of We See You is this idea of victims of GBV, we see you. We might not know you, we might not know what is happening behind closed doors, but when runners take part in this challenge and they wear their bright shirts, you get a shirt when you sign up and you register, and people see that, we see you. It's almost this thing of, we're raising awareness of this issue of GBV, which is rife in our nation. It's a reality.
Even within our communities, I was shocked to understand how rife it was with the Rise Up movement. They really shone the light, and it's shocking, because I love that you've associated with bright colors, because it's almost like it's in your face now. You can't ignore it anymore.
Yes. No, you can't. Exactly. Something has to be done. And again, it's that whole idea of, well, this unsettles us. We're not happy with the fact that this is South Africa's reality. How can we find a way to intersect that reality and empower young people?
Yeah.
Because if you start to shift the culture when they're young, over time, like, it's a big systemic issue, but over time you can slowly begin to change the tide of GBV in the nation. So this running challenge is 100 kilometers in 10 days. Zukanya, you are running?
I'm running 2 kilometers. She's doing it. Okay. I'm not going to kill myself with 10. I'm not a runner, but I'm going to try.
She's going to try. So basically, you can run as an individual and do the 100 kilometers in 10 days challenge, or you can actually group up with a team. So all the Belita runners out there calling you. If you want to team up, I think the max is 10 per team.
Yes.
That means you can split the 100 kilometers. You can do 10 kilometers in 10 days.
Amazing.
And you can raise the funds collectively.
Okay.
Because as much as the goal is awareness, which is amazing, because we want to leave an impact in people's lives, we also need the funding as a tool to do the work that we do effectively and well. Exactly. And so the goal is to raise 5,000 rand.
Yes, for a school.
Yes, okay. 5,000 rand equals one school covered, all the costs we need to travel to that school, wherever it may be, it may be in KZN.
So 5,000 rand per individual or team entry. That's the goal.
Team entry, you can share the 5,000 rand and the kilometers, or as an individual, then the goal is 5,000 rand and you complete 100 kilometers. But honestly, there's no pressure. You don't have to reach that 5,000 rand mark. Mm. Anything is appreciated.
Okay. And what platform do you use to raise these funds?
So basically what happens is you hop onto our landing page, and I'll probably give you those details so you can share it on the socials.
You can share them right now, and then we'll also share them on the socials later.
Awesome. So you literally jump onto a landing page. For those who are good at hearing and remembering, it's www.trulife. That's trulife.org.za/we see you. That's our landing page.
Mm-hmm.
You jump on there. You register, and then we activate a back a buddy profile for you, and you can customize that, make it attractive, and then it is within that runner's own agency to kind of like develop their funding, get people to back them. But that also you can do in bite-sized pieces. If you get, look, my math isn't great, but if you get 10 people to donate $100, that's already 1,000 rand in the bag.
Yes.
So it's very approachable, it's very achievable, and honestly the teams thing is probably the best and the easiest thing to do.
Definitely. And this, I understand, kicks off on Monday already.
Yes.
So if you are hearing this conversation, we will also do our best to distribute this conversation. If you're just tuning in now, we are chatting to True Life about the We See You Run Challenge kicking off on the 21st. That's on Monday. Please go on to Life and Styles, our podcast, download the app and listen to this conversation, because it has been absolutely fascinating. I mean, we could really sit here and chat about this forever. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm so curious as to what you're working on next. And I'm pretty sure that anybody who's listening to this right now wants to know exactly how they can reap the benefits of your services, whether that is in a personal capacity, maybe they're an educator and they would like to connect with your material, perhaps they'd even like to book a performance. How can we get this into our community right here?
So actually what's amazing is we're in a couple schools in Belize.
Yay.
Which is quite an early morning, because we wake up at probably half past 4 and then head down the hill at 5 a.m. We are in Ashton International College. They love having us. We love being there. But if there's any schools that are interested, it's just a matter of contacting us on any social media platform, really. We are on Facebook and Instagram. We have an email. And you just search True Life ZA. So that's how you jump onto any of our social media pages. You say, hey, I want to get connected and get in with a school. If it's a matter of wanting to volunteer time or becoming a donor or a partner, also just contact us. And then our heads at communication and in that department, they'll just kind of foresee and take over that whole process to get people involved. It's super easy, and we really love collaborating with other organizations as well.
There is such a space for collaboration, and I think you guys are filling such an important role within our society. And if you are perhaps somebody who is nearing the end of your schooling and you would like to get involved even as a performer or as a volunteer, they can do so as well. Are you guys regularly taking in new people?
Yes, we're taking all the time. Do you want to like start that conversation, and then I'll just jump in at the end?
Yes, we have space for interns to come through. If you're in matric and you're like, I don't know what to do next year, we have a space for you. So you definitely register with us and just hit us an email and say, I really want to work with you guys. I want to do performance, or even maybe in admin, you can have a space. So everyone is welcome.
Yeah, there's different streams. So you can act, you can dance, you can learn how to work a camera, how to film behind the scenes.
Wow.
You can learn how to graphic design, you can learn how to animate. You also get a lot of self-development. So we'll have a variety of leadership courses throughout the year to develop the individual intern, so that you also come out of there not getting practical skills, but also emotional development and developing your own leadership that also just equips you and gives you a little more experience before you head on to studying or getting a job or that next chapter in your life.
I think that's absolutely incredible, and I think it's also very relevant, because as two young people, you're dealing with some really hard hitting heavy topics, and I'm in awe of you. I think what you do is so incredibly I really do. I think it's so important, and I'm so happy to have the privilege to connect you to the greater public. And if you are listening right now, we have been chatting to Zoo. I heard you affectionately be called Z or Zoo.
Zoo
Kanye.
Mom Zoo. Yes.
Mom Zoo. No. Zoo Kanye and Maddie Posma, and they are from True Life. You can follow their socials. You said True Life ZA.
Yes.
And hear how you can get involved, whether you're a teacher, a parent, or a child, I think that is absolutely pivotal to be connecting with this organization, which is really just shaping up and shaking out and just making a difference. Thank you so much for joining me today, ladies. I wish you all the best for your new production, for what you're currently rolling out, and I have signed up for WeCU.
So excited.
Good luck for the running.
Good luck to you.
I will be doing it. Check me on the Strava because I know awesome. You can connect there.
Yes.
But have yourselves a wonderful day, and I will be running with you from the 21st.
Amazing.
Headed back to the
Thanks
music.
So much.
You are so welcome. Headed back to the music now. You're on Radio Life and Style, and this has been True Life ZA. Head on to their socials to connect with them. But moving along to midday, you are now at about 13 minutes to the top of the hour. Stay tuned. After this ad break, headed back to the music.